Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, the August 2nd primary election is coming up very, very soon. And in addition to the candidates that are running for political office, there are several countywide millage askings, including a renewal of the senior citizens millage that's administered by the Council on Aging serving St. Clair County. Its director is with us right now, Scott Crawford. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. I asked you off the air, how important is this? You said it's really important.
It's very important. So it's the millage is actually funded or overseen by the Commission on Aging. Mm-hmm. It funds 12 different agencies in St. Clair County that provide services to seniors. The beauty of that is the 12 agencies work really, really well together. So St. Clair County has better services than most counties in the state. But if it were not to pass, the Council on Aging would most likely have to close at the end of the year because it's a big part of our funding.
That's stunning. I'm going to ask you to say that again.
The Council on Aging would have to close. We couldn't provide the services that we close because it's also the match money for the state and federal funds that we receive.
That's important. That's worth noting. Michigan's Lieutenant Governor was in town last week to sort of look at some of the services and really talk about how St. Clair County is unique. There's not a lot of counties that offer the senior services that we offer here.
Right. The state is actually trying to become an age-friendly state, which is through AARP and one of the first states in the Midwest to do that. But it was kind of an honor to have the Lieutenant Governor come and look at what we do and say, you're ahead of the game. Countywide transportation for seniors, that doesn't happen in a lot of places. We, since the millage was approved the last time, have provided over 183,000 rides to seniors. So if you live in Yale and you have a doctor's appointment in Port Huron, we can get you there and back.
What are some of the other services that are offered by the Council on Aging and some of the other senior services at large?
So, you know, we do in-home care, personal care, homemaking, home-delivered meals is our big program. The nice thing about the millage is when the pandemic hit, we could make the blanket statement that if you want to go on meals, whether you would typically qualify or not, we could do that. So you didn't have to go to the grocery store. You could stay home. Within a week, we added about 150 clients. There's other counties that if you want to go on home-delivered meals, you just released from the hospital, you could wait a week to 2 weeks on a waiting list because they don't have the extra funds to do that. We also do chore. We have an adult day service, administer the foster grandparent program, senior project Fresh, the four senior centers. Those are an integral part of what we do. And getting seniors out and active, exercise classes, we partner with the YMCA. It's crucial to be out and be social, and that's how you age better. An interesting fact, too, about St. Clair County is we are ahead of the curve with an aging population. 26% of the population in St. Clair County is over the age of 60. That compares to 24% for the state and 22% in the nation. So either we're living longer, better lives, or I think there's a lot of people that are retiring to this area because they know the services are there to help.
Yeah, and as you said, we're leaning into that. Let's embrace that. Let's become a county that welcomes an aging population.
Exactly. And like I said, with the other agencies in place, Lakeshore Legal Aid, they offer services to seniors. And because of the millage, a lot of these services are donation-based. Visiting Nurse Association, Hunter Hospitality House, Life Skills Center, Catholic Charities does counseling in-home for seniors. So there's just a wide net of services that are provided.
It's a real lifeline for seniors, isn't it?
It really is. So if you talk about the senior nutrition program, the meal is just one part of that. It's the driver that's checking on that senior on a regular basis. They know they're going to be okay because the driver's coming. It's not uncommon to find someone who's fallen.
Yeah.
And we're there to assist. If they don't answer the door, we're not leaving until we know they're okay.
You mentioned a lot of seniors are likely retiring to St. Clair County from other counties, and a lot of seniors that have lived in St. Clair County, their kids may have moved out of St. Clair County, or they may not have kids. So this really is a solution to seniors who don't have a support system around them.
Right. And as the population as a whole ages, people are having less kids, the caregiving base that has always been there to take care of our seniors, that's shrinking. And like many businesses, we're having a hard time hiring staff. They knew that direct care work staff would be an issue even before the pandemic, and we're seeing it now. And so we're not sometimes providing the level of service we wish we could because we're short-staffed, unfortunately. Yeah.
To the voter that's looking at their August 2nd ballot and looking at all these millages, because you've got a bunch of them, not just senior services, and they're saying, you know what, I'm sick of high taxes, I'm gonna vote no on all these, or I'm not sure how I should vote on these, what would you say?
I think if you look at the community and how they've supported the senior services millage in the past, we were the first in the state to have this millage. We've always taken care of the seniors in this community, and I would just encourage that keeps up. It is a renewal, not an increase in taxes. So the average cost of a home right now in St. Clair County is $239,000. So it would be, that would equate to about $95 a year.
Which you're already paying.
Which you're already paying.
A renewal of that. Scott, I wish you all the best of luck on this. I know that you've been talking to a lot of people about this. Mm-hmm. If people have questions about the senior services, where can they go for more information?
They can contact the Council on Aging. They can look at our website. They can call me directly. They can call the county. It is administered by the Commission on Aging through the county.
All right. Scott, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Scott Crawford with us, the Director of Council on Aging serving St. Clair County. It's 18 past 8 o'clock now.